So there were 3 Jesus sightings recently. So I'll tell you guys where he was sighted. First one was 2121 East Childs. Second one was on South Corning Avenue in Los Angeles. And the third one was at the Manzer Theater here in Merced. So first one, I got to sub at Golden Valley High School this week, which is located at 2121 East Childs. And so I went there ready to do my duty, and I had my little notes of how I was going to, you know, tell the children what my expectations of them and all that stuff. Got there and to the classroom, and the teacher was still in the classroom. And I thought that was odd. He said, I'm gonna leave. It's just, I just need to get some things straightened up. So I sat there, and he actually ended up staying for the entire period. And so I just thought, what am I doing here, you know? And he was giving the kids a little extra support because he knew that what the lesson he was giving them was a little bit tough. And it's a remedial math class, so he wanted to make sure that they felt comfortable. And then he left, and then he had another teacher come in and teach the next 3 periods. I was still there. And thank God that he did that, because I couldn't have done whatever they were doing. But I kept thinking, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And then I was like, duh, Chillicote, you're getting paid, so who cares? But as I sat there, I noticed that the work that this teacher had done, these children who you could tell that they were attached to him, that they were actually learning because of the work that he had put in. Encouraging them. I got to witness him encouraging them and calling out particular ones that probably were really struggling. And he said, I know you know this. I know. Isn't this funny? You know this. And then when the other teacher came in to teach the lesson after he took off, I saw how patient she was. When they came up and said they wanted to go to the bathroom, sure, go ahead. When they came up, some of them came up and just shared personal stuff with her while I was sitting right there. And I thought, what is the point of me being here? And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, I felt Jesus' presence, and I felt him saying, I'm here. These are my kids. And all these kids wearing totally inappropriate clothes, on their phones all the time, hair, I can't even describe some of the hairstyles I saw, but I felt him saying, these are my children. I love them, and I died for them. These are my kids. And then, so then I had to go over to, they had me spread out in 2 different places because it was a crazy day. Then I had to go over to a biology class, which was on the other end of campus. And of course, I'm walking through campus and seeing kids lip locked and doing other things. And all kinds of craziness. But I just kept feeling Jesus saying, these are my kids. This is where it's at. This is where I want to be with these children. And so when I got to the biology class, I was all prepared. This teacher was much more organized. And I thought, now I'm going to get to do what I really want to do. You know, I'm going to get to lay down the law and tell them what they got to do. But there were 2 classroom helpers, because they provide support for children who don't speak, for whom English isn't their first language. And so I actually ended up not having to do anything again because of these helpers. But again, this is what I felt the Lord saying, this is what these children need. They need this support. So that was the first sighting of Jesus at Golden Valley. Second, South Corning Avenue in Los Angeles. John and Sage and I went to Los Angeles because Sage was going to go to a concert. However, we stopped to see my godmother, who is 90, and I hadn't seen her probably in about 15 to 20 years, and she's in a care home. And I was scared to death because I hadn't seen her in so long, and I hardly recognized her. And it was really awkward. It was so awkward. Like, what do you say? Like, what can you say to someone who is almost blind and can barely talk, and she's nothing like the person I remember, who was taking care of everybody, and she taught color guard at a high school in Los Angeles, and was always bringing gifts to us, and was just very, very busy. And then to see her like this was just so hard. And but she was fascinated with Sage. I mean, who wouldn't be, you know? But she was fascinated with Sage, and she wanted to hear what Sage had to say. And then John went over, and she said to John, "I think I've seen you before." And he gave her a hug, and he gave her a blessing. And again, I felt Jesus' presence, like in that awkwardness, in that weirdness, he was there. So the third sighting was at the Mainzer Theater. My brokerage had a little awards event. And so before that, we had appetizers. And we were all sitting. They had all these little tables where you could sit and have your appetizers. And John and I sat in one table. And then for some strange reason, my boss, Brandon, went and sat at one of those little tables all by himself, which was just so weird. And the comfortable thing would have been for John and I to just have our own little, our own little meal there. And I said, "Brandon, don't sit there by yourself. Come sit with us." And he did. And it was awkward because Brandon's used to being in the, I have meetings with him and we talk about goals and what needs to be done and all this stuff. But to actually have a meal with him and to find out about his daughter and what's going on with him and his life, I felt the Lord's presence there, even though it was uncomfortable. So my point is that when it's uncomfortable, when it's weird, when we don't know quite what to say and what to do, that's where Jesus is. That's where Jesus wants to be. And I'm sure all of you guys have had your own Jesus sightings recently. And my prayer is that as we go through our days and we're in different situations, that we'll sense his presence. So let's take this meal together. And let's pray before we take the bread. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this Lenten season. And as we approach Holy Week, Lord, we have so much going on in our lives. We're so distracted. There's so many things that need to be done. And yet, we pray, Father, that we would hear your voice, that we would see you in the faces of our family members, the people that we minister to, that we would hear your voice in the middle of the night, when we get up in the morning, when we're in the shower. Lord, that we would think about what you did for us, that you gave the ultimate sacrifice, your body. We thank you for that. Let's eat the bread. Let's pray before we take the grape juice. Lord, it's really hard for this to sink into us. We need constant reminders, and that's why we need this meal regularly, and why we need your presence in the quiet, in the first thing in the morning. At the end of the day, we need to take a moment to think about you, and it's so hard with all that's going on. But we thank you, Lord, that you are patient with us, that your love never fails. And we pray, Father, that the work that you did on the cross for us, that it will spread as we minister, as we go out in our communities. We thank you, Lord, for this.